Hey, my beautiful people. This is your host with the most, Tuff Tiff, and I want to welcome you, and of course you, to Tiff the Truth. And welcome back. It is so good to be back talking to my family. Yes, you are my family. You my podcast family. But of course, I had to take a little spring break. You know, it's very important that we take time for ourselves because you can't be good to nobody else or good for anybody if you're not good to yourself. So it feels good to be refreshed, reconnected, and I'm back with a brand new attitude. And I hope all of you are doing well, feeling well, looking well, because it's important. Life is so short, and life is such a precious gift from God. And sometimes we need that moment just to reconnect with God, spend some time, some quality time with God. And if you're not, it's never too late to get it right, because that's the kind of God that we have. He's a faithful God. He's a patient God. He's a loving God. And he always offers his mercy and grace to us. And he definitely want to have a special connection to you. So if you don't have a special connection or relationship with the Lord, I encourage you today to take time today and get to know the Lord for yourself. And if you're seeking God, trust me, he will show up and show out in your life whenever you need him, because we are part of the kingdom of God, and he is a faithful God, and he shows it every way he can for us. Not saying that everything is going to be perfect. Not saying life is going to always be easy. That's part of life. You're going to have your trials. You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have your tribulations. But the good news is life is always better with God. But it's a little more challenging, a little more harder without God. So I encourage you, I invite you to get to know God for yourself and spend some time with him. Because when we take time to seek what is truly important to us, which is our relationship with God and our family, everything else that we might deal with in life, we can manage. So I encourage you today to spend some time with the Lord. And again, thank you for joining me today on Tiff the Truth. And we're going to get started. Today, our show is Q&A with Tuff Tiff. And this is where you send me questions, any questions. It could be questions about life. It could be about health. It could be about job-related issues, friendship. Whatever you might have a question about, your girl Tuff Tiff is here. I'm here to answer your questions to the best of my knowledge. Not saying I'm an expert. I tell you that all the time, but I can only give you advice based on my own personal experiences. What have worked for me may not necessarily work for you, but all I can do is give you some suggestions. So today we have three awesome questions that I'm going to answer. But before we get into that, you know, I have to tell you about the national holidays that we're celebrating. And there was actually quite a few holidays that we're celebrating today on Monday. So the first one is Earth Day. Yes, today we are celebrating Earth Day. And the theme for this year, for 2024, is planet versus plastics. So we want to protect our planet by emphasizing the importance of not only protecting our environment, but raising awareness and educating the public about protecting our climate change and everything else that is important to our environment. Because we want to protect not only the current generation, but future generations. So celebrate Earth Day today and keep in mind the theme for 2024 is planets versus plastics. And also today, we're celebrating National Baseball Day. Yes, today is National Baseball Day. So for all of you baseball lovers who love the game of baseball and love certain players and coaches or your favorite team, this is your time to get those tickets so you can get ready to go to a game, so you can get your good hot dog and some pop or some beer, whatever type of beverage or appetizers or treats and snacks that you like, and go and check out your favorite baseball team and enjoy some baseball. Okay, so this is National Baseball Day. And last but not least, we're also celebrating National Jelly Bean Day. Yes, so for all of you that love the flavor and the taste of jelly beans, this day is all about celebrating National Jelly Bean Day. And of course, with jelly beans, it's a rainbow of flavors. So, so many flavors to choose from to enjoy. And this is just a fun fact about jelly beans that maybe you didn't know. The original bean was actually back in the mid-1800s, and it was inspired by this sweet candy known as Turkish Delight. So that is actually known as the first jelly bean, and then eventually it was changed over to the name jelly bean. So enjoy some snacks if you can, and make sure you get some jelly beans and enjoy yourself today. All right. All right. So here we go. So we have some questions today. And I want to thank all of you that send me your questions. I mean, you send me awesome questions. And I'm going to try to get to all the questions throughout this spring and summer. All right. So here we go. First question of the day. All right. It says, Dear Tough Tiff, that's me. I am so happy that my girlfriend is getting married and I am one of the bridesmaids. But this is the issue. She is asking for the entire wedding party to wear white. Yes, you heard me right. White. She wants the bridesmaids to wear white. She wants the groomsmen to wear white. And then, of course, she's wearing white along with her husband to be. And we, as the wedding party, is boycotting this because we feel that she should be the only one wearing white and we wanted to wear other colors. The original plan was we was going to wear rainbow colors, but then she changed it and said, no, she wanted everybody to wear white. And we're boycotting. And now she's all upset and she's saying, if we don't wear white, then we don't have to be part of her big day. What should I do, Tough Tiff? I just don't want to be white out. White out. Oh my gosh. This is something. Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to call you Miss White Out. Miss White Out. I understand where you're coming from because traditionally it's always been known that the bride is the only one to wear white. That's just like if you was a guest to a wedding, you wouldn't come in there wearing white because now you're taken away from the beautiful bride. But in this case, this is the request of the bride that she wants to wear white and then she wants the wedding party to wear white. Now I can understand that you guys feel like, okay, we're taking away from her because she should be the one wearing white. But there's a few things that you have to look at. White can be very sophisticated, very elegant. It's a versatile color. It also depends on if this is an outdoor wedding, if this is like a beach theme wedding, or if this is going to be an elegant and upscale type wedding. And I mean, white is beautiful. Okay, so I understand why she might want the whole wedding party to be in white, but you could add colors other ways. Like, for example, if you decided to be in the wedding and decide to follow what she's asking to wear white, maybe you guys can suggest maybe having a different bouquet of flowers. That way you're getting that color in. So maybe y'all can have rainbow color flowers, or maybe your accessories can be different colors. Okay. That way it just won't be all white. Like you said, just white out. So maybe that's something you guys can suggest. Say, well, okay, well, if we wear all white dresses, can we have different color flowers, or can our accessories be different colors? So then that way the bride getting what she wants, and then you guys are kind of getting what you want. So that's one thing you might can suggest. And maybe the bride can go along with that. Maybe it's a reason why she visioned having an all white wedding. Okay. So maybe you guys can kind of find out why. Why did she change her mind from, you know, the rainbow to all white? And so maybe after she explained her vision, maybe I could kind of understand better, okay? But I would definitely suggest that, you know, I'm going to be honest. I would not go against what the bride want. Remember, this is her day. This is her day. This has got nothing to do with the wedding party. You guys are supposed to just be there to show love, support, and to celebrate the couple that's about to become as one. So if they want you to wear all white, be a good team player. Just wear the white, but you can always suggest, like I said, just in colors with accessories or the flowers. Maybe this way you could get your color in. But if for some reason she said no and she want everything white from the accessories to the flowers, then you have to respect her wishes. You know, then when it's your turn, if you're not married already and you're planning to get married, then hey, guess what? Then you can have it your way. And then you can pick your color that you would like the wedding party. But this is about her wedding. So I would say, out of respect for the bride, if this is what she wants, and if you are a good friend of hers, and she's, you know, giving you the opportunity to celebrate this special day with her, being a part of her wedding party, you got to look at the honor with that. It's the honor that she asked you. Evidently, you must mean a lot to her for her to even ask you to be in her wedding. So let's look at that. That's the more bigger picture here than what you're wearing. Okay, let's get out of our feelings, Miss White out, and let's just go ahead and do what's going to make the bride happy, because the bride is already stressed out as it is. She's trying to make sure the photographer is going to get there. She was trying to make sure the cake is correct, make sure they finish putting the down payment down on the hall where the reception is going to be. You know, she just have so many other things that she have to be concerned about. So for you guys boycotting the color of the wedding, I don't think that's a good look for you guys. So if you're a true friend, I would turn this all around and say, you know what? Let's respect the bride. Let's do what she asks and keep it moving. And let's celebrate the love of these two beautiful people. Okay? So let's do that. Okay? I mean, really, I don't understand how the wedding party is going to make this about them instead of the bride. Come on now. If the bride wants y'all to wear white, guess what? It's going to be a white out party. And believe me, it's going to be beautiful regardless. If she add color or if she don't, it's still going to be a beautiful wedding. Because like I said, white is a beautiful color anyway. Okay? You could dress it up or dress it down. So come on, let's make this a happy day, a happy occasion, and good memories. Okay? And don't mess up a friendship over the color of a wedding. All right. Good luck on that, Miss Whiteout. Keep me posted. I want to find out what happened with that. Okay. But that was a good question, because a lot of people do ask that, you know, should you wear white to a wedding? I think as a guest, you should not wear white. Me personally, if it was my wedding, I wouldn't want my bridesmaids and the groomsmen to wear white like me, because I'm like, hey, it's about me that day. So I wouldn't want anybody else to share the same color. But again, it's a different day now. Everybody have a different way of thinking about weddings and different traditions. So, hey, we have to do what she requests. So if this is what she want, I say go for it. All right. Good question. Moving on. Okay. Here is question number two. Okay. Let me pull this up and make sure I can understand the writing. Okay. So she says, ooh, she called out his government name. I'm not going to give out his government name. I'm just going to give initials. She said, GB finally asked me out on a date. We have been flirting on the job for about 6 months. And he finally asked me for my number. And then we text for about a good month. And then he finally said he wanted to go out so we could get more acquainted. And everything was good. Until he says, oh, also when the bill come at dinner, we could split it. You could give me your half and I'll pay my half. I just wanted to make sure we have a clear understanding of that before our date. And I said, okay, sounds good. And I told him I would call him back. Now our date is in 2 more weeks. I don't even know if I want to go out with this guy, because I'm just like, really? You asked me out, but you want me to give you my half? Really? Are you really that cheap? What should I do, Tough Tiff? this guy really turned me off. Wow. Okay. Now, this could be a little tricky. I'm going to tell you how I feel, and then I'm going to tell you how you got to look at the situation. Now, me personally, I'm very old school and traditional. I feel like if a guy is going to take you out, I think he should take care of the bill, especially with the fact he asked you out. So I feel if he asked you out on a date, then he should definitely take care of the bill. Because my thing is, what are your intentions? Your intentions is to get to know me, to become more acquainted with me. So why does it matter that I have to give you half on the bill when you ask me out? So for me personally, I feel that he should take care of the bill. Now, I can understand if this was kind of more like a mutual conversation. We both kind of say, hey, you know, we should get together. We should go out. Something like that. And then y'all like, oh, yeah, you know, that sounds good. You know, how about, you know, since it's the first date, you know, we go half on it or something like that. Then maybe it'd be a little different. Or say the bill came and then you offer to give some money on the bill and he say, okay, I'll take it. That's different. Let me offer, but don't assume I'm going to pay, especially when you ask me out. I'm like, that don't. Make that make sense. I'm sorry. Just make that make sense. And my thing is this, not saying that you don't have the money, not saying that you can't afford it, but you asked me out. So now I got questions. Can he afford it? Why is he asking me for half? Is this something he's going to expect all the time moving forward? Because my thing is this, okay, say if you agree and you say, you know what? Okay, I'll give you my half. No problem. So then when the second date come, the third date and the more dates in the future, is he going to always expect you to give you, you know, half? So is this just a friendship? Is this friendship with benefits, or is he looking for something a little more, you know, closer and a little more connected? I mean, is he looking for you to be eventually his lady? Okay, so you need to ask these kind of questions. I mean, what is his intentions? Because if this is just friendship, okay, maybe that's why he asked you for half. Okay, so you might want to find out, are you both on the same page? Do he like you in that way? That, you know, maybe eventually you could build a relationship and become more than friends? Or is he looking at you just like, oh, this is my buddy, and you just happen to be a female? So I would ask those kind of questions. But again, if you decide to give him half, so what happens on the next date? Is he going to expect you to give him half again? Or the next day he got it? Or is he one of them kind of guys, every other date, you know, we treating each other? So these are some of the kind of questions you got to ask yourself. And what are you used to? What do you expect in a relationship? Do you think the guy should pay the bill? You know, be a gentleman? Or should he give you the opportunity to offer to pay or to give you half? So, I mean, this is kind of some of the things you probably need to talk to him about before you go out on his date, because this might be something he expects all the time, that you guys gonna always go have. So now you need to ask yourself, is this the kind of guy you want to be with? Or do you want a guy that's gonna say, hey, I got it, and you know he got it? Now, it's nothing wrong with treating a man. Don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with taking and saying, hey, I got the bill this time. But let it be based on if I want to do it, not that you're telling me I have to do it. I'm sorry. I got a problem with that. Especially, like I said, he asked you out. Sure, you didn't ask him. Now, that's different if you asked him out and he said, yeah, sure, let's go out. And then he say, well, you know what? Did you want me to give you half on the bill? You know, then that's a conversation you could have beforehand. Then you could say, oh, you know what? No, I asked you out. I got it. Or if you say, oh, well, you know what? I appreciate that if you want to give me half. But the fact that he asked you out, girlfriend, and now he's telling you, you got to pay half on the bill. I'm sorry. Something just ain't right with that. But like, again, I'm old school. I'm very traditional. And I just feel like, let a man be a man, like a woman should be a woman. And I just think as a gentleman, you know, that's what a man should do, especially if he asks you out on a date and he wants to get to know you. I mean, what is his intention? That's what I said. What is he trying to get more with you? I mean, do he want more with you? So these are some of the things, because, I mean, you got to think about it. You giving him your time, you know, he's getting to know you and all of these things, and you can't pay the bill when we go out to eat. So I would just ask those kind of questions. Get to know him a little bit more. Then this way you can decide if you would like to move forward, or even if you even want to bother to go on this date, because he might be cheap. You're right. He might be cheap. And if he's cheap, do you really want to waste your time with that? Okay. So good luck to you on that. I'm sorry. That would be a no or uh-oh for me. That would be a red flag for me. I'm sorry. I just feel like he should take care of that, especially since he asked you out. But keep me posted. That's a good one, because I know there are women out here that don't mind paying the bill. They'll go half. But then you got to get into how serious is this going to be? I mean, is this guy going to pull the calculator out and actually, you know, divide it in half and include the tip and taxes and all that and be like, okay, your bill is $35.11. Okay, that's going to be a problem. So that's what I'm saying. I would ask more questions before this date. So this way you could decide if you want to pursue this or not. Okay, so it's still not too late to get out of this date. So think about it and follow your heart, whatever your heart tells. If it tells you to go forward and see what happens, then go for it. But if you're feeling like, this don't sound right, this don't feel right, then go with your gut. Because usually your gut is telling you the truth. Okay? But good luck. Wow. It's really guys out here doing that, huh? You asked me out, but you want me to give you half on the bill. Make that make sense. Okay. All right. Final question. I hope everybody's enjoying the show so far. I know I'm loving these questions. Okay. But this is the final question. It says, Dear Tough Tiff, I am married to the most awesome husband in the world. He is awesome in every way. He does anything and everything for me. He's a good provider for me and my kids. However, he wears too much cologne. And the thing is, I just don't have the heart to tell him that he stink. He wears so much cologne, it's like you can smell his cologne before he enters a room. And he think he doing it with the cologne. And I just don't know how to tell him. What should I do, Tough Tiff? Mr. Think he smell good, but he actually stinks. Whew, wow. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of men, unfortunately, that's doing the same thing. I have worked with guys where they have put on too much cologne. And you're right. When your cologne enters the room before you enter the room, that's a problem. I should not have to smell you a mile away. I'm like, okay, here come Greg. Because we can smell the cologne. You know, and the thing is, with guys' cologne, it's really already strong. Most of the colognes, you know, have a very strong scent. You have some that's a soft scent, but most cologne for men have a strong scent. So you don't have to put a lot on to think we can't smell it. I promise you, we can smell the cologne. Now, a lot of guys might say, well, you know what? I like to put a lot of cologne on because this is my style. This is my personality. You know, this is my swag. This is me expressing my personality. So I get that. But that doesn't mean you have to put a lot of it on to make that statement or to show the world your style. You could put just enough on and it will last all day, because it don't take the whole bottle for you to put on for us to smell you and say, oh, you smell good. Because that's true. Too much. That's what it means. Too much can make you stink, but it's too little that will make the difference and make you smell good. So if I was you, since this is your husband, you should be able to have a real, you know, good relationship with him where you can communicate each other's feelings. I would just be honest with him and let him know in a nice way, honey, I love the way that you take time to groom yourself and to you know, take care of your personal hygiene. You always smell good. But honey, less is more. You're putting on a little too much cologne and it can become overbearing. And sometimes this can make people sick and ill. This could cause allergic reaction. This could cause people to have migraine headaches. You know, so you could talk about those things. This could cause somebody to have an asthma attack. So you could kind of explain it in that way. Say, baby, you don't have to put that much cologne on. You smell good already with your natural scent. So just lighten up on the cologne. So this way we can appreciate the whole personality, your whole vibe, without the cologne being so overbearing. And I think if you present it to him that way, he will accept it and will take it as it is and won't be offended by it, because you would hate for him to get out there in them streets and then somebody hurt his feelings and then he come home and he got an attitude and then you'll be like, what's wrong, honey? And then he'll be like, oh, my boy told me at work I stink, or this woman told me I put too much on, you know. Because people, you know, some people could be very brutal. Some people could just, you know, they'll tell you like it is, and it might be offensive. So you would rather come to him and tell him in a loving way, but let him know without, you know, being so rude or being offensive with it. But just let him know, say, honey, just lighten up a little bit on the cologne, because it's very true. Too much can be a lot. But less is more. So good luck to you talking to your husband about that cologne, and hopefully he'll lighten it up. Okay. But that was a very good question. And that's true on both sides. You know, women too sometimes can put on too much, but you just got to know when to slow it down on the perfume or the cologne. And if you do put too much on, there's ways to lighten it up. You could put on a non-perfume or non-cologne lotion to kind of lighten it up, or maybe get a little bit of alcohol and kind of rub it in the area, but maybe you might have put too much on, and that'll kind of dim the scent of the cologne, okay? So there's ways to get around it. But good luck. That was a very good question. And I thank you for all of the Q&A with Tuff Tiff questions. I hope you, my audience, enjoyed it. And thank you for joining me today. So we're back with brand new episodes, and I'm going to have some guests in the near future. But I thank you for taking time with your girl, Tuff Tiff. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And like I tell people all the time, don't let nobody steal your joy. And don't forget to smile, because it looks good on you. Take care of your families and yourselves. And this is your girl. Bye.